With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Reports from Sudan say that dozens of patients are dead after a drone attack against a hospital in the capital city of North Darfur. BBC correspondent James Reed reports.
El Fasher has been under siege by the Rapid Support Forces for months as they try to consolidate their control of Darfur in western Sudan. The Saudi hospital is one of the last still functioning in the region. It's been providing healthcare to the Zamzam camp, where around 500,000 displaced people are living in desperate conditions. Local activists said the drone strike destroyed part of the hospital's emergency department. Both sides in Sudan's civil war have been accused of indiscriminate attacks on civilians.
Separately, fighting around Sudan's largest oil refinery yesterday set the sprawling complex ablaze. It's owned by Sudan's government and the state-run China National Petroleum Corporation. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump in Vegas yesterday summarizing the highlights from a very busy first week in office.
What the world witnessed this week is nothing less than a revolution of wealth creation for everyone and also common sense. It's about common sense, it really is, with a party of common sense. On day one, I directed every member of my cabinet to, and by the way, Pete Hegseth got approved.
At least five lawsuits have been filed in reaction to President Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to children of parents living in the country illegally.
I think in some ways it was Trump opening a door that has been left slightly unsettled. I mean, you have extreme anti-immigration folks on the right. You have, you know, open borders folks on the left. This is going to give the court an opportunity to actually very firmly state, here is what the Constitution means. Here is what in practice we have done.
That's Christine Rosen with the American Enterprise Institute, interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Giant Christian Relief Agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump just beginning his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them. West Virginia GOP Governor Patrick Morrissey issued numerous orders on his first day. This is SRN News. Well, someone was bound to think about this.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts. TikTok was briefly unavailable to the U.S. last weekend, but anyone who had previously downloaded TikTok has been able to use it. Entrepreneurial spirits are hawking phones and tablets that have TikTok and other apps from its parent company, ByteDance. Listings on eBay are asking for as much as $50,000. Or after you catch your breath on that price tag, there are some listed for as low as $340. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A bit of a sad and nasty problem on India's east coast. Some 600 dead sea turtles keep washing ashore. Experts are trying to determine what's going on and, of course, how to stop it. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.